Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's do a little NFL, Rob. And big news today, not surprising to me, but I'm not sure you saw this coming. I don't think you wanted to see it coming, might be a better way to put it.
No, I just thought he should have retired and set off in the sunset. That's just me.
He being Drew Brees. Drew Brees has come out and declared that he will return to the New Orleans Saints. We don't know all of the details on the contract. I'm guessing it'll be a two-year deal with maybe a team option or even a player option
It would be a team option, I would assume.
Maybe.
Really? But yeah, at 41 years old, he doesn't have any leverage. You know what I'm saying?
He's coming off a big-time year, Rob.
Did they make the playoffs, but they lost.
Yeah, but he... Look at you. I see where you're going already, so let me just silence you right now. Let me give you the real deal.
Alfalfa,
Drew
I'm
Brees,
asking.
Because you want to talk like Drew Brees was piss poor last year.
Did you see him?
But he wasn't. Here's what I saw. I saw a guy complete 74% of his passes for the second straight season and lead the entire league in that category.
Yeah, but he's throwing five-year passes.
I saw a guy throw for 271 yards a game. I saw a guy in, what is this, his 18th year, whatever it was, have the highest passer rating of his career. I saw a guy throw 27 touchdowns to 4 interceptions, and you want him to walk away? Stop it. Drew Brees had a very good year. I know he doesn't throw the long ball like he used to, but he is still an exceptional quarterback, and the New Orleans Saints are the better for it that he's going to come back for at least one more year.
See, here's where me and you part. I totally disagree from that standpoint. Your biggest argument about why the Patriots should hold on to Tom Brady is that they don't have an heir apparent. There's nobody.
Brady's diminished.
But there's no heir apparent. I'm saying on why you think that the Patriots should move on. And in this case, we saw Drew Brees hurt and not around. We saw Teddy Bridgewater take the team and go 5-0. We saw them not miss a step when Drew Brees was down and out. You see my point? So you have Teddy Bridgewater there. Make a commitment. Make the transformation seamless. He already knows the offense. He knows the personnel, Chris. He's right there. Make a commitment. Teddy was a good quarterback and a starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. It ain't a stretch.
Is he better than Drew Brees right now?
Yes, he is. Really? They were 5-0 with Teddy Bridgewater. I would be just fine. I saw Drew Brees.
And they won big time with Drew Brees, too.
I get it. But
he threw for, 5 touchdowns against San Francisco, the best defense in the league?
Chris, you know what? Everybody gets a big game once in a while.
Stop it.
But I'm just saying it would be different if you didn't have anybody. They got two guys, and I'm not that sold on Hill. What is it?
Taysom Hill.
Hill. But when it comes to Teddy Bridgewater, who will have value, and there'll be people out there who will entertain him, why not just hold on to him and make it happen? Chris, if they were 1-4 when Bridgewater came in, or you had question marks about him bouncing back from his injuries, which are old now, he's done a good job. I'm sorry. I would rather have Teddy Bridgewater moving forward.
He's a nice quarterback. Is he a franchise quarterback? We have no idea.
Well, he was in Minnesota. They were winning with him.
They won with Case Keenum, too. Some people think I like Bridgewater.
Why are you ripping Teddy? What did he do to you?
I just told you I like Bridgewater. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he's better than Drew Brees.
He is. Drew Brees is 41 years old.
So what? Did Bridgewater complete 74% of his passes?
Yeah, but anybody
did Bridgewater 5 yards at a 27-4 TD to interception ratio?
5 yards at a clip. What's his average of his completions? I bet you it's got to be low because all he does is dink and dunk. He can't throw the ball, Chris.
He threw for 270 yards a game.
That ain't that impressive.
He threw for about 350, I think 349 against the Niners. The Niners. The Niners who shut down Aaron Rodgers for 6 quarters. He threw for 350 against them. Rob, what are you talking about?
Did he do it in the playoffs?
He didn't win the playoff game.
Okay.
But hold on.
How'd he look in that game?
But not.
How'd he look in that game?
And I remind you, before I say this, that I chastise my fellow Louisianians, my fellow Pelicans down there in the Bayou for just totally going off about this bad call against the Rams, right? However, it is true. Were it not for that bad call, the Saints may have been in the Super Bowl.
But they got the ball back, Chris, even
Fine,
after that.
I get it. Chris, they had another chance, but that doesn't mean they still wouldn't have won.
But they had
the referees done their job.
But did they have...
I don't want to use it as an excuse.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, you can't... Just like you always bring up that you think Tom Brady got lucky because what's his name from the Chiefs went offsides and took
Ford.
And nullified that interception
right,
that he
Ford.
Threw. Same thing here. All I'm saying is were it not for that horrendous call, Drew Brees may have led the Saints to the Super Bowl a year ago. So you can't tell me he doesn't have anything left.
But he had the ball and had a chance to still get them back. And if you remember, it just wasn't good. I've seen him.
And yards per attempt was 7.9, which is very good. So come on.
That's shocking.
You're wrong. You're just hating.
I'm not hating.
I'm not surprised. It's what you do, but you're just hating.
I'm done with Drew Brees.
Oh, man. Hate.
Just because he's old.
Hate.
He's producing. You can't deny, Rob, that he produced.
I think Drew Brees is going to be on the Golden Girls cruise with me. I'm almost positive he's going to be in the cabin next door to me.
Yeah.
Playing shuffleboard.
I'm with you. I like Teddy. Drew Brees is still a very good quarterback. And you know, we say it all the time. This is a win now league. I get it. I'm with you. You know, obviously Bridgewater has a longer playing career in front of him than Brees.
There's no 5-year plans anymore in the NFL.
Right. That's my thing. If the Saints can get another Super Bowl and they're a contender, will you at least admit that? Next year, going into the season, they are a Super Bowl contender.
I don't know. With Drew Brees, I'm not sure. I'm just not, Chris, at 41. No arm strength, questionable. I'm not so sure. It'll be interesting to see how they play. But you know what? Maybe sometimes it's better to get out 1 year too early than 1 year too late. And I think this is going to be the situation with Drew Brees, that they'll probably regret it because Teddy Bridgewater will go somewhere else, and then they'll be looking
for
a quarterback.
Yeah, they're going to go with Taysom Hill, as their guy. Their guy. Only way Bridgewater stays is, I guess, like maybe if Brees were to tell him, hey, I'm doing it one more year and then it's all yours. But I don't even know if then Bridgewater would wait. You know,
I wouldn't wait. I'm not sure about that.
He turned down Miami, which might have been a good move. Obviously, they're not in a great situation. But he did turn them down to back up Brees and become the heir apparent. But so where do you think is the best fit for Bridgewater?
New England.
Yeah.
No?
Not surprising.
When Brady goes?
He'd be all right. I think Brady's going back to New England, man.
I'm going to be right on this one, and you all going to have to bow down to me for another prediction correct. You know I'm plugged in when it comes to Tom Brady.
Really? Really? When's the last time you were right? You haven't been right on Brady in, ever.
This year, Chris. Come on. I told you they wouldn't make it to the second
round.
I said Brady. And
you
the
said
Patriots.
They
I
wouldn't
said,
make it to the Western Conference Finals.
The
NFC Championship.
The AFC Championship. Right.
That's a weak prediction.
No, it ain't.
That's a feckless prediction.
All they had to do was win one game and they were there.
If you had said they'll get beat in the first round of the playoffs, then I would have gave you some love. But don't expect love from that. They've been to four of the last, How many, three of the last four Super Bowls, something like that? And you're finally predicting that they're not going to get to the conference championship game? I mean, you knew something was coming.
That says a lot that I would but, go. All they had to do was go home, win a game. No. They had an easy schedule. They were 12-4. Chris, they should have been. Everybody thought they were going to the AFC championship game. Everybody.
You were like Nick Wright, who constantly predicts that LeBron's team will win the championship. And
he's been wrong a lot.
Ultimately, every once in a while, he's right.
Okay.
But that's how
my record is way better than Nick Wright. Come on now. Give me some.
You go back 8 years of saying Brady would never make another Super Bowl.
It ain't that long. It's been a couple years later. It's been a couple years.
It was 2012. But nonetheless, I think I might like to see Teddy. Here, let me put it this way. We saw Melvin Gordon say he thinks Phillip Rivers is going to Indianapolis, reunite with Frank Reich. If I'm Indianapolis, I'd rather have Teddy Bridgewater than Phillip Rivers.
You would have rather have
Bridgewater than Phillip Rivers.
I agree with you. I don't get the love affair with Phillip Rivers, not after the way he played this past. He was awful, Chris, and you know that. He did nothing but throw picks in the big games for them. Remember, that team went to New England a year ago, and were on the verge of winning, you know, like having a chance to beat the Patriots and move on. I thought they had a chance to get to the Super Bowl.
Some people, yeah. Well, no. You didn't think they had a chance. You thought they were going to the Super
Bowl. No, I did. I mean, and they just didn't do it. And Phillip Rivers, is it fair to blame him totally, Chris? No, it's not fair. But he was not good. And I think we really saw, you know, we always talk about, you don't know when people, when it's going to hit, and you don't know. It ain't automatic.
Look, if I'm Indy and I can't get Teddy Bridgewater, yeah, I'll gladly take Phillip Rivers. I think he's better than Jacoby Brissett. But if I can get Bridgewater, I'm going for him. They got a great offensive line. They got a running game. You got some receivers. You got a great coach for quarterbacks. I think Bridgewater, and we've seen Bridgewater is a smart quarterback. He's not going to make many mistakes. He manages it, but I think he's also a guy that can throw for big yardage. His last three starts for New Orleans, he averaged about 280 yards a game. So I think that when he's comfortable, he can be a very strong quarterback. So I'm not ripping Teddy at all. I'm just saying if I'm the Saints, I'm happy that Drew Brees is coming back. And I think they got this window where they can try to win Super Bowls, and I think his return just helps them extend that window a little bit.
I think you'll be in a minority on this when we talk to our listeners.
Really?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He was a four-time All-Star in Major League Baseball. Now he's a star over at Barstool Sports. We are happy to welcome in Paul LaDuca. Paul, welcome to the Odd Couple.
How are you?
Oh, man, thanks for having me on, man. I love both of you guys.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're doing a great job in your second career, and we just wish you all the luck in the world. Let's start with LeBron James.
Yes, we want to hear your hot take.
We hear you got beef with the king. What's going on?
No, here's my issue. I took the tweet down because I just don't have the time. I'm too old to deal with all these people that don't understand what's going on. And listen, I love LeBron. I think he's great for the game. My issue with it is if you can't comment on China, then you shouldn't be commenting on MLB. I mean, because there's not an MLB player commenting on whatever you say. You always got to be in the middle of the conversation. And that's my thing. But my thing is you don't understand the situation. The ball is not in the player's court. It is nowhere near the player's court. And LeBron doesn't get that. It's a different union. It's a different game. So he writes out a tweet because he wants to be involved into everything. And I'm not criticizing him as in that I hate the man. I've never tweeted at him before.
Right.
I tweeted at him, and it was a backlash of unbelievable.
Well, you already know that. Oh, my God. Well, I'm
so it went through the roof, and it's like, first of all, there's so many layers that goes to this that you can't – you could talk for it for hours and hours and hours, and what LeBron doesn't get, the damage is done. It's over. look up the word immunity, and that's all that needs to be said.
Right. And here's the other thing that people don't get. When we talk about the baseball union, the strongest union in the country, is that in order to get to the heart of what went on, you needed to give immunity, and the commissioner's not going to have a fight with the Players Association if he tried to suspend or fine all the Astros. So he knew that going in that that wasn't going to work, correct?
100%. He had to get cooperation from all the guys, from everybody that was in the Houston clubhouse. You got to understand, front office people, video people, players aren't controlling the video stuff.
Right.
You think Major League players know how to do all that stuff? He had to get cooperation, so he granted them immunity to make sure that they got this scandal under control. The problem that you have is that a lot of people don't realize the MLB can't even investigate agents. So they protect agents. They protect the players. Why? Because the agents get a cut of the player's contract. The contracts are guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed, yes.
So I can go out and sign for 6 years, $150 million, and be Jonas Cespedes and ride a wild boar and be out for 2 years, and I'm still getting paid. So, I mean, like, that's what people don't get. So then I get somebody that says, oh, they'll bring up a kid from Double A, and they're going to hit the Astros, then they'll send him down. No, then that costs that kid an option, or it costs the team an option, and now his salary gets bumped up. People don't know what the logistics of baseball, and I'm just so tired of trying to explain to people that nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to get stripped. Because you know what? All you need to know is the way he came out yesterday, Manfred. He was so cracked. He apologized today. But just the way he came out and talked about the allegations, he was crass. It's like he didn't even give it. He doesn't care.
Paul, I hear what you're saying, and I understand that they can't suspend the players or anything like that because of the immunity and also because how strong the union is. However, I have been a proponent since the report came out that they should vacate the title, and I see vacating the title as punishment for the players. Like, if you take away that championship, you take away the rings, you take away the trophy, you take away the money that they made for the World Series, I think that's some punishment for the players, and it seems like they would be able to do that because that's organizational punishment rather than just punishing the players. Is that correct?
It'd be a tricky situation because there's bonuses that go in if you win World Series, if you get to the World Series. Everybody gets playoff shares. So now how are you going to distribute that? The Dodgers got their playoff shares in 2017
right.
For not winning. So there's so many logistics, like I said, that go into it. Can you strip the title? I just think you can't. They won't. They don't want the war from the MLPA. It's just they just don't want it because the backlash and everything that would go on, they will protect to the end of time.
But what about the way these other players, aren't you a little surprised at the way these players are going at
Paul,
the Astros, it seems like maybe the union would side with them because so many players are upset about this.
You very rarely see players attack each other. This is probably the
in
first
the union,
time I've
right.
seen it like
no,
this.
No, you're right. Listen, this I said this to somebody the other day. Every other sport that we have, you see guys attack Goodell. You see guys that will take shots. They used to take shots here at Stern.
Yep.
Silver has done a great job, I think, in my opinion. People trying to compare this to the Premier League in Manchester or the team is an absolute joke. That is like apples to potatoes.
Right.
They're not, I mean, half those guys don't even pay their taxes over there. So for them to even compare that is ridiculous. The thing is like I said, if you strip the title from them, where do you go? Is there an asterisk? Yeah, there's always going to be an asterisk. It's always going to be something in history that's going to say that, you know what, we really didn't win this title. But to me, I think it's the Astros, if I'm an Astro player, I won't be able to sleep at night. And there's so much more that's going on. We haven't even heard what's going on with the Red Sox. To me, the commissioner just did not act swiftly enough. He just doesn't have the cojones. It's the first time he stood in front of a camera. And that blew my mind. That's the first time he stood in front of a camera. He should have stood in front of the camera before and owned up to it and said, this is what's going to happen, this is going to happen. Or he could have went out and got a whole separate private investigator to do this and not try to get the immunity. But like you said, it was the only way he was going to get any information out of these people. And then he let the Mets hire Carlos Beltran during the investigation.
No doubt about it.
You're trying to tell me they didn't know a little bit? So either the Mets are idiots or Manfred's an idiot. I mean, it just can go on and on and on. And I just tweeted out, like, I'm tired of people trying to say they're going to strip the title. I just think they're not, Chris and Rob. I don't. And it's a shame. It is a shame. I am the first one that will tell you, this is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my lifetime. And if I was catching and I would have heard that thing bang, I would have thrown at that guy, and I would have thrown at the on-deck guy, and then I would have thrown at the bench to make sure that umpire knew something was going on, and then something happened. Because you take care and you police it on the field. And if that's how you're going to have to do it, people are saying, oh, you're throwing at people's heads. Okay, you guys are talking about this and that. If that's the only way you can correct things, that's the only way you correct things. But the MLPA has got such a stranglehold on Major League Baseball that they don't want that war. It would drag out 3 to 4 years because now you're going to have to break down guys' contracts. Oh, Marwin Gonzalez signed 2 years, $21 million. He had $300 in 2017. He had $250 and barely could get in the starting lineup for the Twins. Now, are the Twins going to be able to file a grievance? No.
Right.
The MLPA won't let it happen. That's what I'm trying to explain to people. Get it through your thick heads that none of these players are going to get suspended. Now, if other teams want to take it into their own hands on the field, then let them take it in their own hands. And when Manfred said, well, you know, we're going to watch, you know, guys throwing at guys, every umpire is going to get warned. So if I was the Astros, I would throw at the other team first because you know you're going to get thrown at. So when you get thrown at, that guy will get thrown out because a warning will be issued.
Paul, we got about a minute and a half left. Let me ask you this. We're joined by Paul LaDuca, Barstool Sports, 4-time MLB All-Star. There are some out there that feel like, and even some reports alluded to this, that cheating is rampant in Major League Baseball and that a lot of these players who are criticizing the Astros are being hypocrites because they have their organizations are trying to cheat too. They just maybe weren't as good at it as the Astros. You probably know what really is going on in baseball as far as this. Is that a false statement or is there a lot of truth to that as far as the cheating being rampant?
I don't know if it's rampant. I don't know if it's to that extent. But no, some of it goes on. I had an issue in Texas. They used to blink a light in Texas on breaking balls. And I kept looking up at the bullpen. And so, you know, you can see me put down a breaking ball with nobody on base and the light would blink. And it was either Michael Young or Kinsler. I couldn't remember. I remember it was Michael Young. And I threw one behind him. I went to the mound. I said, "Throw it. You're throwing this pitch behind him. I'm throwing a breaking ball." And he said, you know, you can imagine what he said to me. He's like, what is that? And I said, well, if I see that light blink again, you're going to get one in the ribs. Then the guy in the on-deck circle is going to get one in the ribs. And then I'm going to start throwing at the dugout. And he's like, looked at me, and he knew what was going on. So there's methods to do everything. So that's the way it should have been handled. If you look, and I'll let you guys go because I know I only got a little bit of time, but you look at the one at-bat where the White Sox kid figured it out. There's one at-bat with Evan Gattis that's out there where the White Sox pitcher figured it out. He figured out the banging. He called out the catcher, and he said, you know what, don't put down a sign. Threw a changeup, struck him out. No. You throw down a changeup, and then you throw one 10 feet behind his head, and then you throw the next one behind his head. You don't try to hurt somebody. You make it so clear that the umpire stops the game and goes, what's going on? And I'm like, somebody's banging something over there. If they don't stop banging, there's going to be a war. That's the way you had to handle it. And for me, what blows me away, if I can hear this on Twitter, Instagram, I can hear the banging of the cans. I cannot believe nobody else could hear this. It still blows my mind that this went on.
Paul, great thank you stuff. So much, man, absolutely for your insight. We appreciate you a lot.
Man, thanks for having me on.
We'll have you on again. Man.
See it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are going to start off with this story that just won't go away. It's now expanded beyond Major League Baseball, and you have none other than LeBron James weighing in on the cheating scandal in baseball. Rob G, can you read that tweet from LeBron?
Did LeBron take it down? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's still up, Rob.
I'm kidding.
He said, quote, listen, I know I don't play baseball, but I am in
sports.
Was
he eating chicken when he was?
What, Rob is eating,
eating chicken.
What you eating, some M&Ms?
No, me and Rob both had our Pollo Loco. We just told you that. Come on, Chris.
That's a first for you. You've never gone to get food during the show.
Never.
Well, now that I knew that you weren't in studio, it was easy for me to go.
Wow. Yep. Look at you.
It's okay.
It's all good.
Those Husky jokes must hurt you.
It does hurt my feelings, Chris. You don't know that.
You hit me below the belt on that.
He's already talked to Lily and Chris behind your back. You have no idea.
Yep.
HR.
Expect a letter in your mail.
He's saying
today.
I'm a Huskist.
That's right. That's right.
I said all that hair dye going to his head.
Oh, wow.
You notice how Rob Parker stays out of all this because he knows better. He's like, man, I ain't trying to get crapped on the radio.
I'm quiet. I ain't saying nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Look at Rob.
All right, let's get this. LeBron. This is what LeBron said on Twitter. He did not delete the tweet.
Yes.
He said, quote, listen, I know I don't play baseball, but I am in sports. And I know if someone cheated me out of winning the title and I found out about it, I would be effing irate. I mean, like, uncontrollable about I would or could do. Listen here, baseball commissioner. Listen to your players speaking today about how disgusted, mad, hurt, broken, etc. they are about this. Literally, the ball is in your court, or should I say field, and you need to fix this for the sake of sports.
Wow.
Yes!
Not even baseball. He said for sports.
What did he say, Mr. Commissioner. Baseball Commissioner, is that what he called him?
Listen here, Baseball Commissioner.
Listen here.
I love that. Listen here, Baseball Commissioner. That just, I don't know, that just sounds powerful the way he said that. But anyway, Paul LaDuca, the baseball people don't like it. Even though they know LeBron's right, I think maybe some of the players that are ripping the Astros might like it, but Paul LaDuca, we just had on, did a great job from Barstool Sports.
And you got to
admit,
Rob
Parker, privately, Rob hates this. He doesn't like it.
No. Just from the standpoint, what Paul said is true about where the commissioner is, Chris, and how his hands are tied with the union. People don't understand the union. Like, they really don't. Like, if the union would have said without immunity, Chris, They wouldn't get behind. The players wouldn't talk to Major League Baseball, and they wouldn't have been able to investigate that story, what was going on with the cheating, and that was big. So here's Paul LaDuca right here on the Odd Couple just recently.
You don't understand the situation. The ball is not in the player's court. It is nowhere near the player's court, and LeBron doesn't get that. It's a different union. It's a different game. So he writes out a tweet because he wants to be involved into everything. There's so many layers that goes to this that you could talk for it for hours and hours and hours. And what LeBron doesn't get, the damage is done. It's over. Look up the word immunity, and that's all that needs to be said.
Again, Rob, where I disagree, and Paul was great, but where I disagree is that by vacating the titles, that would be punishment to the players. They're no longer champions. They no longer have their rings. They no longer have their trophies. And maybe they no longer even have their bonus checks. Like, I don't think that would... First of all, the way the union players are speaking, they wouldn't have any problem with that. But secondly, I don't even know that that's a union issue.
That's what they say now. Until they ask for that money back. I'm just saying, Chris.
But like, I'm just saying that's not even a union. That may not even be a union issue. Because it's an organization. You're taking it away not from individual players. You're taking it away from the organization who the players happen to be a part of.
And they got $438,000. That was per share, right? And the Dodgers, for losing the World Series that year, got... This is 18, I guess, got $259,000. It's a lot of money.
So how I would think you just take it from the Astros. Don't take it from the other players.
All right, and what do you do? Well, who should get that money? So you're taking 480?
Just take it, and it goes back to, I guess, baseball. You could give it to a charity. You know how a lot of times they'll have their fines
you
go
to think,
charities?
You think the union's going to allow them to take almost $500,000 from each player?
Maybe. I mean, again, the way the players are speaking out, they seem to want blood.
I hear that, Chris. But the only problem is that some players, and you hear them, and I'm not going to poo-poo the 20 guys who are loud and proud and talking, but that's not the whole 800 member of the union, though. That's not all 800 right. people, right?
Well, look, I think at the very least, even if you couldn't take the money, and I would want just a full, you take everything associated with the World Series, but even if you couldn't take the money, you still could take the title. You still could take the rings. You still could take the trophy. And I think that would be huge.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, you know, you've been consistent, so I'm not going to bash you for being consistent on where you are on this. And I've just said I've never been big on that. Even when they take the college ones and make people take banners, I've never been big on any of that because we all saw it. We all saw how it went down.
But and don't you think this would be different? I agree with you. I still, like I said earlier, I still think the Fab Four went to the Final Four, or the Fab Five went to the Final Four in Michigan. I still think Reggie Bush won the Heisman.
I know what you mean, right.
But this is, they for whatever they did wrong, it had no impact on the actual game itself. It was getting money from boosters and all that stuff off the field. This was on the field, so I really think people, at least I could only speak for myself, but I think I'm similar to a lot of people. I really wouldn't look at them as champions.
I wouldn't
be like, oh, they did win it on the field. No, they didn't win it on the field. When they won it on the field, they cheated.
No,
so they really didn't win it on the field.
I got it, and a lot of people don't look at it that way, but I did see a poll in support of you, which I'm going to admit now and put on the air, but I can't remember where the poll was, but 90% of Americans, 90 agreed that the World Series should be vacated, which is
really
you in this country, as polarized as we are, to get Americans to agree, Chris, on anything.
You never see. I don't know if I've ever seen a 90%.
90% of the people polled.
Wow.
Yeah, so
was it a legitimate poll?
Yeah, it was on the news. Like it was oh, legit. Wow. Yeah, it wasn't in somebody's
not
Instagram.
Not just Dodger fans.
No. It was just of Americans. It wasn't LA, it was all across the country. 90% agreed with taking
Does
away.
That make you, you know, waver on your previous feelings about it?
But I respect people who feel that. If that's where you are, it has nothing to do with just this scandal. I've never been about that. Even when they take medals away from people and all that, I just
like
don't.
Ben Johnson. Remember Ben Johnson when he beat Carl Lewis in the 100 meters in the Olympics, and they took it away. We don't look at Ben Johnson as the champ, as a gold medalist,
but we look at him differently. And I think that's where once this cheating scandal, you look at him because he did something that he wasn't supposed to do, and I think that's why that scourge, scar, whatever you want to call it, Chris. Is punishment. Like, you know that.
Well, but he also lost his medal, too.
No, I got the medal part, but people looked at him differently. And I think people look at. I'll tell you right now, I marveled at Altuve, Chris. I marveled. You've seen that guy stand next to players.
Oh, right. I agree.
That guy is a small, small man. Yep. And I could not get over how good he was, okay? I don't look at him as the same way now. Do you?
No, but you know what? If I'm Jose Altuve and I'm resolute in the fact that I cheated and I'm never telling anybody that I did it, I'm never telling anybody I had the buzzer under my uniform or whatever, I'm sticking by this tattoo story, I can live with you not looking at me the same way as long as I'm still got my championship, my money, my ring, all that. So that's my point. I agree. That is some punishment. Public ridicule and scorn is punishment. But it's not enough punishment. I just said, like the other day, right? If I steal your car, I'm sorry. Even if everybody at Fox Sports Radio is looking at me side-eyed because I stole your car, I got to give it back. If I don't give it back, what? I'm still driving around in your car every day.
Right.
Right? That's all I'm saying.
Not my car. A new car.
On that note, let's move over to Joe Burrow. And you are the president of the Eli Manning Fan Club. The Eli Manning Hall of Fame campaign, you are the president of. And Eli, of course, refused when he was drafted to play for the San Diego Chargers and demand, you know, forced his way out of that situation.
Yep, he did have some power because he had a daddy who was a quarterback, right? Archie Manning in the NFL.
And a brother who was lighting it up.
Exactly. So he had a little more clout than most people have. John Elway threatened to go play for the Yankees, right? He didn't want to go to Baltimore. Yep. Yes, this is when it was the Baltimore Colts and they were bad. He didn't want to go to Baltimore. He threatened that he would play baseball and he wound up not going to Baltimore.
Do you think Joe Burrow, who the story, I don't know, we don't know if it's true. TJ Houshmandzadeh, who I believe is working out with Burrow. So we'll get to really, he's got obviously some insight on this. We'll talk to him shortly. But do you know, the stories at least, I don't know if they're true, are that Burrow doesn't want to go to Cincinnati. His mother has come out and said she doesn't know where that's coming from.
Yeah, because really, publicly, we haven't seen that. We really haven't. Even the one quote I saw,
it's
Chris,
just really come from Carson Palmer and the fact that Carson's brother, Jordan, trains Burrow.
So then,
and now people are reading into every vague comment Burrow makes as an indictment on the Bengals.
Because he said, and I saw this on the scroll or whatever on television, basically Chris saying, if they draft me, then they draft me. Like, if they, you know what I mean? It wasn't like an endorsement. Like, I would love to be the number one pick and go to Cincinnati and get this thing turned around. That's not what he said.
Right. It's always been everybody's dream is
to be the
number one pick.
Yeah,
very
innocuous kind of stuff. And I get that, too, because what if somebody if he's all in on Cincinnati and then they trade the pick and he goes to Washington or goes to, you know what
or
I mean?
Or if they don't pick him, which, I mean, it seems like they will.
Right, but I think that's why you got to kind of play it a little close to the vest.
So do you think he should, let's just assume, go with the narrative that he really doesn't want to play there. Do you think he should do an Eli?
I don't. I think, we bash the Bengals, Chris, and they deserve it. There's a lot of things wrong with that organization. Mike Brown runs it like a mom-and-pop store. I get all that. And they haven't won Jack in a long time. But you know what? I don't look at the Bengals the same way as I would look at, say, the Lions, who have struggled, Chris, to make the playoffs.
Maybe the Browns.
Or the Browns or whatever. Like you can say whatever you want about Marvin Lewis, and I get it. He didn't win. He was there for a long – Chris, he was like the coach for 14 years or something like that. And they made the playoffs 7 times during that run. They just couldn't win a playoff game. And there were a couple games that they should have won, you know what I mean, that they coughed up and they never won a playoff game for him. But I'm not – I don't. And then let's be honest, when we talk about Super Bowl history, they went to the Super Bowl twice, right?
Look, their history of success is much greater than the team north of them in Cleveland.
Big time.
I mean, you know, in the Super Bowl era – much better. There's no question about it. The playoff run, even though they kept losing, they still got there 7 years under Marvin Lewis. They've been to 2 Super Bowls, to your point. The Browns can't say any of that.
Not at all.
And there's a few other franchises that can't say that. So, we'll get the scoop from TJ. But I'm with you.
We said they went to 2 Super Bowls, right? One with Ken Anderson and one with Boomer Esiason.
Right. And those are named quarterbacks.
We know those guys.
Right, right. Assuming he doesn't want to go there, I don't think he should pull an Eli. He's from Ohio, right? He's like a 2.5-hour drive from Cincinnati where he grew up. His dad has a relationship with some of the coaches there. He's viewed as the savior. He went to Ohio State. Obviously, you know, didn't play much there, but went to Ohio State. I don't think you do that in your home state. So I don't think he should pull an Eli. I get it. If he wants to give vague comments, show that he's less than enthusiastic about going to the Bengals in hopes that they don't draft him, I'm fine with that. But I think if they do draft him, he'll say the right things and he'll go in there and try to be that team's leader. I really believe that.
I agree with that.
Yeah.